I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
Hello, and welcome back to the Second Shot Podcast. I'm George Dunn.
And I'm Creed. No, I'm Devin Newsom. I'm not Creed.
Oh, you're Creed's not the person.
Oh, I thought this was about the movie Apollo Creed.
Oh, I would love to. I wish which this week was about that.
Which is how Apollo Creed's son talks in that whole movie.
The Rocky spinoff?
Yeah, dude, it's so good.
I didn't see it.
What?
I haven't seen it.
It's so good. Well, that voice you just heard is our guest for this week, who suggested this album, Jake Farkas.
Hello.
Taco Truck.
Yo, Jake.
Taco Truck.
Me and Jake we acted on many projects together, award-winning projects in the past.
Yep, world-renowned projects.
People, we have a buddy cop movie that won a lot at the whatever the movie one is, the Oscars.
Whatever the Emmys of the movies are.
Yeah, it won a big screen Emmy.
Well, how are you, Jake? How are you on this fine afternoon?
I'm doing well. It's a very nice day outside.
It is.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
I'm very excited to defend Creed.
Oh, we'll get into that. We have a lot to say.
I had more fun researching for this than I thought.
So did I, honestly. Like, I literally laid in bed this morning because I couldn't sleep, and I just listened to Creed.
You have to listen to Creed at Dawn. It's the best time.
That sounds like a Thrice song.
Creed at Dawn.
Well, how was your week, Devin? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, it was a really fun weekend, actually. I took the weekend off work to go up to Kalamazoo, Michigan with Sad Boys and Let the Hate Flow Through You live podcast, worked tech for them, and saw some old Kalamazoo friends. And we got real drunk and watched a whole lot of Hot Ones. And
Hot Ones?
That wing eating YouTube show. Like the celebrities eat hot wings and they get interviewed.
Like it's a common thing.
Are you from the Kalamazoo area?
I'm from here actually, but we have ties through like an old punk house I lived at. A band from up there came and played in our basement, and like we all became good friends, and then met other people from up there, like going back and forth, and just have.
Never been.
Strong ties.
Never been. It's on my list of places to go.
It's a good place. Check it out. Bell's Brewery is up there, okay. Which is really
good.
Oh, is
that really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, Bell's. There's a couple breweries up there. Forget the other ones, but Bell's is my favorite.
Kalamabeer?
Is it Kalamazoo? Kalamajew?
So many Jews in Kalamazoo.
There's a lot of... That's what. That's the thing. They call it Kalamajew.
They call it the Yarmulke of America.
The Yarmulkazoo of America.
That sounds more like an internment camp.
Yarmulkes.
Well, how was the show?
It went really well. Yeah, the crowd was awesome. The venue, our buddy Chuck runs. He put us up for the weekend. It's Shakespeare's Pub. Amazing venue. He's got a studio up there. The show went great. The sketches went well. I didn't fuck up any of the AV cues. So,
and was, Sad Boys is the name.
Sad Boys of... Social Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a sketch comedy and then live podcasting.
Oh, right.
How'd the podcast go? I think that's going up today.
Yeah, they're putting that up today. Check that out. First live one with Brennan Schoen, comedian from up there. I think he talked about hating Radiohead, which I think we're probably going to do an episode on at some point,
really?
Too.
Yeah, I'm a Radiohead fan. For the most part.
We should have Jordan on for that one.
Is he not like
Radiohead? Or Wes Allen. He hates Radiohead. It's probably his most hated
Jordan
band of all time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bit much. We could talk about that with Jordan later.
Yeah.
Does he hate Radiohead more than he hates Creed?
You know, I haven't ever thought to ask him
that
question.
I feel like Jordan probably like is a secret Creed fan.
He might be, honestly.
There's a lot
like,
of them out there.
There's,
you go to any karaoke night and there's a lot of Creed fans.
Oh, yeah.
You find that you're like, ooh, like everybody knows Higher. Literally everybody knows.
Well, it's just like one of those voices that.
Who
yeah, a lot of people have their own version of it, and it's easy to make yourself sound like you can sing.
Exactly.
Because you don't have to do much. You just kind of have to shake your throat a little bit and just kind of breathe out.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Drift between, get some Eddie Vedder in there.
It's the easiest grunge voice.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to this today. I'm like, oh, gee, I wonder, like, Creed is just, what if Pearl Jam were Godsmack? And that's basically what it is.
I had told Claire that they sounded like the Deftones when we were listening to them, and she almost stabbed me in my neck.
I don't even like the Deftones, and I would have gotten angry at you for that. yeah, well, that's cool. I kind of wish I would have went. I had my drive-in that night, but which was okay.
Yeah,
well, it went well.
Did it go well? You did The Jerk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. People seemed to like it. It was a lot more energetic than some of the other ones.
Okay.
A little less. Turns out 20-somethings don't want to watch a 40-year-old movie. In a room.
That's
above
a good
bowling
movie.
Alley.
Have you seen The Jerk?
With Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
It's That's so a great movie. Yeah. How can you not? Like,
oh, I love it. Yeah. Do you
I'm in the phone book. That's like a classic.
A new phone book's here. Just the guy randomly picks out a name in the phone.
I was born as a poor black man.
Poor black child.
Poor,
yeah.
black child. That's classic.
This guy gets to go see Steve Martin.
Yeah, I'm fucking excited.
And Martin Short, too, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Steve Martin has had white hair since he was born.
Pretty much. I mean, he was...
Silver Fox from the womb.
Yeah.
How old was he in, like, The Jerk? Probably, like, he was in his late 20s, I think.
Yeah,
and he still
had
white hair.
Yeah.
Like, I had something I wanted to talk about. Oh, I started watching The Defenders.
Oh, finally.
I started watching The Defenders, and then I stopped watching The Defenders.
I 100% understand it.
Yeah.
I have, what, 2 episodes left, I think. It fucking took 5 episodes for them to even get together. Like, I mean, to be fair, that first hallway fight scene where, like, they're all saving Danny,
that was
super fucking good.
That was really cool. It did not get as big as I wanted it to get. Like,
nothing happens.
No.
They're literally sitting around a table for 4 episodes. Like,
the Jessica Jones stuff was the best stuff.
So far, yeah.
She's good. I think the guy that plays Daredevil's good.
He's good, too.
I think the guy that plays Iron Fist sucks.
So bad.
He's pretty bad.
But you get to see everybody kick his ass, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And then that first episode, there was a sex scene between Luke Cage and Rosario Dawson. It was like
so
the weirdest.
Weird.
It was the weirdest sex scene I've ever seen.
It's even more aggressive than the one in Jessica Jones where he's like, oh, it feels so good to finally let loose or something like that where he didn't have to hold back his strength.
Yeah. Like, I haven't seen all of those series all the way through.
Okay. Jessica Jones is awesome.
I've seen a lot of Daredevil that kicks ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited for the Punisher.
Punisher
series.
Is going to
be
awesome.
Gonna
be
good.
Punisher's
I'm really hoping that's good.
I think that'll be the best.
Yeah. But yeah, I anything else happened with you this week? Anything you, Jake? What is, like, okay, I got no sleep last night. So
you got
I'm
sleep, and you're drinking at goddamn noon.
It's true. I lost a lot of blood drinking.
I lost a lot of... George, you cut your finger horribly this week, and you're probably, like, this is your last episode.
I probably will die.
This is not good
this
for
is the second
health.
Episode in a row where we've talked about me losing a lot of blood.
do you know what blood type you are?
I don't. I think it's one of the rarer ones, but I'm not entirely sure.
The universal, one of the universal ones that can go to anybody.
Maybe.
O positive, I think, is the...
Maybe that's it. I don't know. It's
George definitely is not O positive. Nothing about George is positive at all.
I'm O sad.
O sad. O bother.
Your is my bane.
But anything happened to me this week? We released a video last week that performed very well for us. So.
Which one was that?
The Making of a Fuckboy.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Is that why your hair is now
yes.
the color it is?
I
thought that was a new addition. To
I've been telling people quarter-life identity crisis, but really it was for a video.
Yeah, when you walked in the door, I'm like, I did not expect this at all.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
You know what? I thought that I was going to dye it and then immediately shave it, but I ended up not hating it. So
I was with the Sad Boys Social Club group this weekend as well. Chris, everybody's doing it now. Chris Clem's got it.
Oh, right.
Mike Calhoun's got it. but
Calhoun's always kind of had it. He's always kind of had that blondish hair.
Yeah.
Every single female I've come into contact with keeps telling me I need toner, and I have no idea what the fuck that means.
I think that's just fake tanning.
Yeah,
fake tan stuff.
I have no idea.
It's for my skin to kind of
even to balance out those.
Yeah,
something get something a little orange in there, you know, to get it to match.
Yeah,
but
I need toner.
I think I'm gonna wait. I think I'm gonna wait for it to grow a little bit and then shave it, and that way I'll have frosted tips.
There you go. Do it.
Yeah,
or just grow it out and just like see how gross you could look like someone at Nickelback.
I had a weird frosted tip fro phase in like sixth grade, and it was like the weirdest thing. Like it looked like a pissy snowball on top of my head a little bit. But
what influenced you to do that?
I think Cisco's thong song, probably
makes sense.
But
silver hair,
yeah.
And I got my hair cut first that day, and I told my hairdresser to make me look like a fuckboy. And she was like, "Oh, you mean the haircut I do every single day of my life?" And then I had her do this line in my hair.
That's
right here.
Vital.
Yeah, and she like, since I have a really thick set of hair, she really had to dig in there to get it. And then we put the bleach in, and I didn't look up how to do this at all, and we put the bleach like directly on the line, and it burned, and there was like a huge scab from the burn.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so
fuck,
that kind of sucked.
Fuckboy life.
Suffer for your art.
Yeah, exactly.
Suffer for your fuckboys. Suffer the fuckboys.
Go. Now, everybody needs to watch those videos. They're freaking hilarious. The United rap was amazing. Straight out of United, right?
Straight out the airplane.
Straight out the airplane, that's right. That one, watch them. The fucking...
The Steel Yard Walmart.
The Can I Fuck My Cousin or whatever.
Cousin's Looking Fine Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one didn't perform too well.
No?
Wasn't very relatable for people.
I appreciate it.
But no, the Walmart one's probably been the most, like the romper one has gotten the most amount of views, mm-hmm. but the Steel Yard one in the area at least has been the most successful. And my uncle who lives in North Carolina, I don't know where his company's based out of, but he was telling me recently that people from his work, not even knowing that I'm his nephew, were showing him that
video.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, hearing things like that is pretty rad.
That's great. That one too, like I feel like it more so like caused a political stir also. Yeah. Like people were like, oh, this is... It was more based off the Cleveland Scenes article that featured your video. But like I think ever since you guys brought attention to it, I went in the Steel Yard Walmart and it wasn't that bad anymore.
Dude,
it wasn't as bad.
I heard I was
creating change.
I was in the Muni lot. I was in the Muni lot on Sunday, and this guy I know comes up to me. He was telling me, you know, he loves our stuff, and he actually went into the Steel Yard Walmart and asked an employee about the video, and I had no idea about this, but they said that they had an entire meeting about it, and people flew in from corporate sit in on this meeting. So that's the power. That's the power that we hold.
Here.
Yeah,
bravo.
So hopefully,
bravo. One man can make a change.
Right. So hopefully they're gonna turn it around and.
Now you just need to do something about Trump. Make a Trump video.
Yeah, well, we did a couple about Trump's bastard son, Sebastian Trump.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's going to be exciting.
Is he a lobster?
No. He's just an emo kid.
Oh, then.
With daddy issues.
You should just cast me then. or Scott Stapp. Well, speaking of. Let's go listen to some... some cred.
We suffer for our work too. See, we have to listen to Creed.
Creed.
It's got many
cred.
Pronunciations.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Skolt Step.
What are the other ones?
Cred. Creed.
Creed.
Creod.
Creed.
Creed.
Creole.
Creed.
Creoled. Stop Bat.
Did you say stop that?
Scott Stapp.
I think
that's
my subconscious
that.
Coming out to be like, stop it.
Stop
whatever
it,
you're
stop
doing,
it
just stop it.
Let's just go listen to this.
Yeah, let's go listen to some awesome Higher.
Yeah, let's go.
You're going to put it on? Are you going to play some Creed for the fans?
We can listen to some fucking Creed. Yeah, dude. Let's get some crazy human
clay. Let's see. I have a theory. about Creed.
Well, let's take a break real quick, and then we'll hear your theory as soon as we come back.
All right.
Put it to the test.
Put it to the test. Put the cred to the test.
This.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the one with strings.
Some 90s nostalgia.
Well, I just heard the news today.
Even if you don't know the lyrics, you can just kind of mumble along.
Seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face with arms wide open. Under the sunlight, welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. We're long wide open.
I always wish there was a with arms wide open, girl. Like a just like R&B
girl.
Ad lib.
Yeah.
Well, we just listened to the classic 1998 album, Human Clay.
I think 99.
Yeah,
actually,
something like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely iconic.
100%
definitely
iconic.
Yeah.
I will say it's no My Own Prison, but yes. So, Jake, why? why Creed? Why do you feel so adamant about defending him?
Well, Devin came to me and told me that I needed to pick something to defend, talk shit on.
Yeah.
And Creed, I feel like, is one of those bands. It's just kind of a bandwagon to make fun of Creed. But
true.
I believe that people secretly love this band. They secretly love this band, but they still talk shit about them because it's what they see everybody else doing. And it's you put not any Creed song, maybe a couple.
Couple Faceless songs. Man, and you play Faceless Man.
And,
no.
You know, everyone will stop what they're doing, and they'll sing along. And that's powerful.
That's true.
That is powerful.
Arms Wide Open and Higher, I will absolutely always sing along.
Exactly.
To.
That's
you
really
go into
point.
You go into a bar, you got a couple hundred people in there. Go over the jukebox, put on Higher. Those couple hundred people, they just turn into one person because they're all singing along. It brings people together.
Creates a hive mind.
It brings people together.
That's like, so Creed is a creed on its own. But
it's deep dive.
Wow.
Creed is a creed. Creed is a creed.
How is that not a
own.
Creed song?
How is that not a Creed song?
Creed
perfect,
is a creed by Creed.
Perfect Nicolas Cage reference.
They've created iconic music, you know? Everyone knows who they are.
So I kind of, right off the bat, like, that theory hit me. Because, like, without even hearing that theory, yesterday when I was listening to the album...
You're probably tapping your foot, singing along a little bit.
I was just playing it in the car, and, like, instantly I had to, like... I was like, all right, I need to make a video.
Gotta gram it.
Gotta gram this. And I'm like... I was gonna be, like, upset at first and not make anything. And as soon as the lyrics came in for Higher, I was just like... Fucking
exactly.
Belting it out.
And that's exactly why I picked Creed to defend.
Well, I mean, okay. What's your history with Creed? Other than just like it's hearing it on the radio, do you have anything else? Like,
do you
sit down and listen to them on a regular basis?
I mean, not on a regular basis, but, you know, from time to time. And
it's Wednesday. It's
my,
Creed
Day. My parents got a divorce. When I was about five.
Okay.
And
about as old as my brother was.
And that's the type of music that my dad was listening to nonstop. Mm-hmm. It was like Creed, Bush, Nirvana, Cranberries,
stuff.
All those, you know. So
I forgot about the Cranberries.
So yeah. For me, it's just, it brings back a lot of like nostalgic, happy, very happy memories.
Yeah.
As a child. My dad going through what he was going through listening to Creed. To me, they definitely hold a place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the
that makes sense
nostalgic factor.
I can 100% relate because when I was in middle school, my parents got divorced around 11 when I was 11 or so, Creed was my first concert. Mm. I was obsessed with these first two albums, like crazy obsessed. My mom was really into My Own Prison. You know, she's like, it reminds me of my brother who died and things like that. And
it was very happy.
Happy, sad. I listen to Creed. I don't get I get a nostalgic feeling, but it's not necessarily a happy nostalgic feeling.
I was totally kidding when I said, when I brought up the happy. It was a very dark time for my dad when he was listening to this music.
You were just like the psychotic kid in the back, like smiling at everyone. Yeah.
People would think like the crazy clowns are really
didn't
cool.
Didn't know how to interpret emotions.
Teetering on that edge of, am I going to be on an ICP fan or not? Well, I think we just described me as a whole.
Can you take me higher on the spectrum?
I have Asperger's. It was Creed, Everclear, a lot of bands with bleach blonde hair, actually.
Perfect. That's really why I did it.
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park was big, but that was a little bit later.
Yeah, that was
a little later.
I remember going to that Creed shirt and getting a T-shirt of a Creed T-shirt, and it was just like a maze with the guy from My Own Prison on it, just like huddled over, and then a pair of hands up in the sky.
Yeah, and those album covers too; those were iconic.
My Own Prison, definitely.
I keep saying iconic. I could probably find
Human
a better word.
Human Clay is pretty fucking terrible. Like, it's just like this little CG, like, ghost.
Melty ghost.
At some crossword.
And they had some of those music videos that, like, followed the album covers, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know if I've actually seen their music videos.
You've seen them. I just rewatched the Higher One. It's
No, you've seen them.
The Higher One is so funny. Just like how Hardy's rocking out on stage and like grabbing the mic stand and just like down on his knees. And,
oh,
like,
he's so like he doesn't see it at all. He doesn't see the joke at all. Which
back
is
arched, like.
So I'm looking up on my phone right now. Is that a real?
Yeah,
that's
a Weathered.
Real,
Weathered.
Yeah. Oh my god!
The poster, the album art for Weathered is one
Holy
of the worst
album
arts I've ever seen.
I hope
in my
they
life.
Got their money back for.
Kind of looks like our CG movie.
Oh my god.
Like I think that the child that he sings about in Arms Wide Open did that album. Yeah. That was a long way to go. But
like children like nowadays that age could probably do it like the way kids are learning computer technology like that is very primitive compared to
Google AI
today.
Can make better pictures than that. They're the ones that take pictures and just make eyeballs and birds out of shit. Like.
It's just clip art.
Oh man! Oh my God! Why isn't there a band that has just like an album cover of just Clippy?
There's gotta be. We might not know what it is, but there's gotta be.
There's gotta be. Devin, what's your history with?
That's not me.
Oh, look who it is now!
Sorry,
George's
my work is
off.
Calling me because I got stitches and they're very mad at me.
Oh
now
shit! It's actually important.
I'll call him back.
What happened?
I had a pan fall on me in like a guillotine-esque style on the joint of my finger and cut pretty deep into my finger. Where was I?
I don't know if you could say that for legal reasons.
They were at work. I was at work, so it's not my problem.
This is, I don't know. This might be.
Good thing there's a day delay.
Yeah.
That's cut it out if you need to.
Yeah, hopefully, true. Yeah. Just post it.
I probably will just because I was like, got really distracted. I'm like, why is there a vibrating noise? Devin, what was your what's your history with Creed?
My history with Creed is about the same time. Probably parents got divorced. Type
Did
thing.
All of our parents get divorced?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes. And so
why do we seek validation from strangers
yeah, exactly.
by doing other things?
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change.
I'm getting a divorce.
It's all
your
my
mom's
fault
going
now.
Away.
I was very lucky with my parents' divorce because I was so young that it didn't really like impact me mm-hmm. too much. Like I didn't, you know, I wasn't able to process it
as much
that well. But my brother he took it a little harder. He's a little bit older than me.
Yeah. I took it pretty. It was like those weird developmental, like 10, 11, 12, were like the worst times.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what are you doing?
So it was like, I lived with my white parent. So my white parent listened to Creed all the time.
So the good parent, the tasteful parent.
The parent who didn't cheat on the other parent.
Ah.
Yes. Yeah. My dad was trifling. Anyway.
Like Scott Stapp, probably.
Scott Stapp be trifling. But no. So I listened to it a lot growing up and watched the videos, and I think I would always sing it. I think I had the attachment, like you said, Jake, I love to sing in the style of Scott Stapp. It's just so funny, mm-hmm. so fun. And singing like Eddie Vedder, too, was mm-hmm. amazing. Just all those guys.
So, best part is, you don't even need to know the lyrics.
Exactly.
You don't even need to know the lyrics.
That's like all grunge music's my favorite to like parody, because it's like, and I peel it, a banana. Where'd you get that banana?
So... I don't know. I like making goofy noises like that and shit. So that's why I mean, I don't like them. I listen to the whole album and it's maybe two songs that I think are good songs just because they were popular.
What If? From the Scream 2 soundtrack?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. They're so fun to sing along to. At the same, see, I'm bashing them, and I'm already singing
are
along
ready?
To them. God damn it.
For me to come.
Exactly why I chose Creed.
They're Scott infectious. Stapp hasn't just done cover albums of just every song ever,
dude,
just in his own voice.
There's a market there.
There
I think
is.
He should just start covering Creed songs.
Covering his own songs?
Yeah.
There's a market there, and I think you just gave me a video idea.
You got it. This one's
intellectual
on the house.
Property, copyright, secondshotpodcast.com.
Secondshotpodcast@gmail.com.
And subsidiaries of. Sorry, Duncorp.
It could be like a now that's what I call Creed.
Now that's what I call podcasts.
Now that's what Scott calls music.
Now that's what I call yeah.
Creed bop.
Oh, that's
there it is.
Oh my god, yes sir,
yes sir.
That's the other thing. I got to watch my favorite YouTube video of all
you
time.
Shit with me higher.
Have you seen the Creed Treads videos? I have not.
Oh my god, they're amazing.
I have to show this to you immediately after this.
The first one's the third one's the best.
One's the best one. That's the only one worth watching. Really,
yeah. But there's a Metallica Shreds one that's pretty good too, though.
There's like a Kings of Leon one.
Oh really?
I think there's like a Slipknot one.
I think I've seen the Slipknot one. Yeah.
But it's just like this dude that dubs over a Creed performance and like has the instrumentation like real shitty, like it goes to a drum solo and it's just like and then Scott Stapp is just saying shit like yes sir and clapping.
Is it like a bad lip reading type deal?
In a
little
bit,
yeah. He's just like playing to like a silent crowd basically.
I think it was like one of the first like viral videos that I like latched onto.
Oh yeah,
I love that video.
But we're rewatching that immediately after this. It's amazing. I'll watch it over and over.
I can't wait.
But I don't know. Creed is just like on the basis of like what we say is good music and bad music, or what's a hit or a miss. Like they obviously tapped into something that was very timely for the decade, and just everybody latched on to those songs. They were huge.
Right.
And but at the same time, a couple years pass, and they don't change.
Right.
And
yeah.
People start bashing them for mm-hmm. being one-trick ponies. And then, like, what was all the Scott Stapp shit that happened? Like,
he
went a little crazy, or...
I don't know exactly what happened. He definitely seems like he went crazy,
or
but I mean,
just
every
really
celebrity
depressed
who,
and,
yeah, I think yeah. he's just had like a mental breakdown. He's broke and like because he's starting to realize people won't pay for Creed shows.
Let's look up his net worth.
Yeah,
that's
probably $10.
Everything.
Well, now that Alter Bridge is the biggest band in the world, no, I mean like once they broke up and. Alter Bridge came out, and I was actually looking up Alter Bridge reviews.
What's Alter Bridge?
That's the guitarist of Creed. his band.
A new band.
Yeah, it's like they're and they were pretty big in like 05 to 07.
I don't know if I've ever heard one of their songs.
You probably have. It's pretty generic.
It says at one point, Stapp's net worth was around $30 million.
Oh,
and he lost it all.
That means his net worth is zero.
Oh no! Oh, no, shit. Scott.
He lost.
I think
it
he
all.
Could. I think he could sell out the Agora Ballroom.
Oh yeah! If people go to see David Lee Behart at the Beachland Ballroom,
that's true.
Yeah, I guess every year. I guess they like, never did evolve for the times, and they kind of came out at a time where that there was a market for that type of music, and
they put out an album in like 09 or something like that.
And then like you got people like Beck, you know, who had that kind of sound back in the day, but now he's making music that sounds like music that's from this time.
It's him, but it's updated. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't even change with the time. He just changes.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to creator, like just kept Weezer, doing the same thing.
Like Weezer, they've got a song out right now.
Progressively
you
worse.
You would never know was Weezer. I mean, I don't. I hate Weezer. I fucking hate Weezer. But
they have changed big time. Fallout Boy sounds like an electronic band now.
So that's
Paramore.
Yeah, Paramore is like an electronic reggae band or something. I don't even know now.
They had like an 80s song.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
80s
like an
synth poppy type
island. Glop it onto whatever's popular. Stranger Things bullshit.
So weird.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I let's go. Like, I want to go through the track listing because these are. This was a big album for me, like I said earlier, but like...
The track listing's where I got my Game of Thrones reference this week was The Faceless Man.
Dude. Oh, was that a...
Speaking of Game of Thrones.
Or no Game
Holy
of Thrones.
Shit.
Yeah. I talk about it every week, and I piss George off because he hasn't watched
pissed
it.
Pissed me off. I just don't understand what you're talking about.
He hasn't seen the series?
That's another video you guys did that I loved was a Game of Thrones
HBO
account.
That was like... That was one of our videos where we had a good idea just... wasn't executed to the point of like mass sharing and tagging and stuff. Learning lesson. It's a great video. It's one of our more well done videos.
Just, not everything latches on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like babies to a nipple. They don't all latch on.
But we did you guys see the first video we released under Taco Truck was a group of people challenging themselves to listen to every single Nickelback song ever made.
Yes.
And they lose their minds.
In a room,
over the course of this night.
Nickelback was another one.
Yeah.
I had Silver Sun or Silver Side Up, and I listened to that every once in a while.
Dude, they have like 11 albums.
I know, it's fucking nuts.
That's insane.
The fact that they're still like viable and still make money and like sometimes get radio play is astounding.
I've heard their live shows, like they kill it. They kill it.
Do you think they would have reached that level if not for Spider-Man soundtrack?
What song did they have in Spider-Man?
It was Hero by Chad. It wasn't necessarily wasn't Nickelback. It was the lead singer of Nickelback and the lead singer of Seether.
Oh.
And they say that a hero saves. I'm not going to stand here and wait.
See, here you guys
stand
are singing
the wings
the
of an eagle.
We have great voices.
But, Nickelback, you hate them, but at the same time, it's another, like, if this Nickelback song comes on, you're going to sing along to it, and you're going to have fun.
Less so.
I'll pick Creed over Nickelback.
100%.
Yeah. I'll give you...
Creed's, like, doofy. Like, Nickelback's just like, ugh. Yeah. Creed is that, like, dumb football player that you can't help but like. You know, whereas Nickelback is just like that white trash guy who might be a little bit racist and you just don't really like him. Like, he's kind of funny every once in a while, but by accident.
Not on purpose.
Yeah. So Are You Ready still to this day is stuck in my head forever. Like, I make more references to Are You Ready.
Like the point where he's just counting down.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Countdown to the change in life that's soon to come.
I'm sorry to every one of our listeners.
What If? I was a big fan of the Scream 2 soundtrack.
Okay.
It was very prevalent on the Scream 2 soundtrack.
Oh, I forgot that was in it.
I found weird, like, alt metal, heavy rock movie soundtracks, and I just globbed onto them, like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake album. What else was there?
A lot of like angry teenager music.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre actually had some surprisingly solid bands on there, but I mean, Higher, obviously.
Was that in there?
In what?
Texas Chainsaw soundtrack?
Higher?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when Jessica Biel gets the hook in her back.
That makes sense. He's elevating her up. Yeah, that makes sense.
Slow motion.
There's another video series. Just want to see Creed put over inappropriate movie soundtrack.
That's movie like they do that with Celine Dion, the song from Titanic. Do it like when what's his name dies in Harry Potter, and. The Game of Thrones, when the dragons fly in to save everybody, and they play Celine Dion. It's just like this. So I got to a point this morning when I was listening to this. I was just reading the lyrics along with the song because they're just so good. And there were moments where I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of clever, sort of. It's very, I get it. You went to a college in California kind of thing, but like this is one of my favorites. This is from Faceless Man. It's funny how silence speaks sometimes when you're alone and you remember that you feel. that's the
yeah, you definitely got to lyric check all of these 90s grunge bands because they mumble and you think they're saying one thing but they're saying another thing.
Well, he's far more clear than someone like Eddie Vedder or someone like that.
Who's the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots? There's so many Stone Temple Pilots songs growing up that I thought were Pearl Jam songs and probably vice versa.
I was never a Stone Temple Pilots guy. They kind of passed me by.
Yeah,
my mom listened to a little bit of that, so I'd hear some of those songs, but I definitely see that. Like, there's so many. I mean, that style of music, everybody sounds the fucking same.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's the same way. Like today, everyone sounds like Lil Wayne and
right.
Drake, and like
yeah. Everybody's trying to sound like Kendrick.
Yeah, exactly.
the whole grunge thing in the '90s was like people lumped Nirvana in there, and like Nirvana never sounded like anything else that.
They paved the way though.
Yeah, they got the aesthetic and they kind of
like Pearl Jam had been around mm-hmm. for a couple years before Nirvana, but then Nirvana kind of broke out and like created a market for that sound.
Yeah, and Pearl Jam was the economically viable version of that,
right?
And then everybody just started ripping off Pearl Jam,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, whereas Nirvana was still at least attempting to have an edge.
Yeah.
You know, where Pearl Jam never really did.
Right.
So, I'm a liberal. It's like, cool. Good for you.
Eddie Vedder was just in an episode of Twin Peaks.
Really?
Doing a musical performance. They did like...
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to start watching that on Showtime, but yeah. I haven't seen the first two seasons. I didn't feel like taking the time to go watch the first two seasons.
You don't
seasons.
Need to bother.
That's what I heard.
You just
absolutely
don't need to watch Twin Peaks.
I think you absolutely do
okay.
need to.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I asked people, I was like, can you just jump in and not and know what's going on? And they're like, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely
you
not.
Can,
I mean,
I've
you
watched
could watch it from the beginning and have no idea what's
I've
going
watched
on.
The entire series, and I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, okay.
But so. I love it. It does it in such a way that creeps you out and makes you feel uncomfortable, but
is
also,
like,
interested.
Is it like an X-Files type show?
No, X-Files is good.
George,
the only difference is
not even given it an entire watch.
I watched the first half of the first season. I think that's enough.
No, not at all.
We'll do an episode on it some point.
But anyway, Eddie Vedder, his performance was good.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't have much to say. I mean, I remember just going to this Creed concert with my mom and my mom crying. And then
no.
me starting to cry at a Creed concert.
Oh.
It's
beautiful.
It really is. It's one of the highlights of my life. Definitely not something I'm embarrassed to say out loud.
Listening to it as a soundtrack for moments of your life is very appropriate, I think. Like,
I used to fall asleep to this album a lot.
It's how do you fall asleep with such energy?
It's true.
Because it'll take you down real low.
And then it'll get all across the area. I used to say that I didn't like music. I used to say that I hated music until
I
like,
love those people.
Up until like sixth grade, I bought a Walkman and started buying CDs. And I remember Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Meteora.
Yeah. Oh, Meteora.
It was my first album I ever bought. And I would fall asleep listening to that every single night.
I bounded on that one. Linkin Park was definitely one of my childhood. I cannot wait to do an episode on that because I'm going to defend the shit out of Linkin Park.
Hell yeah.
But we were going to do one, but it was way too soon after, like, Chester.
Right.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the people that hate Linkin Park are the people that didn't grow up with Linkin Park.
I mean,
the people that weren't kids
when
Linkin Park came out.
They were important to me when I was in middle school and stuff like that. I think they're pretty terrible now.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the mark they left on me, I guess.
Yeah.
It was definitely a change in direction from what I was normally listening to at the time.
And they're like, the thing I love about them is that they're like just really fucking good people and they do a lot to help people and just like be positive. But
I hate to bring up conspiracies on here.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I heard that Chester was about to, he was about to blow the lid off of some child molestation operation that was going on.
Oh, shit.
And that he was actually murdered, and he didn't commit suicide.
I don't know if you're just making this up.
I heard that.
I did. Where are you guys hearing this from?
There was an article.
The Onion.
An article.
TheOnion.com.
Oh, shit. Well researched.
Totally legit. It's totally legit.
But no, I did hear that. I didn't look into it. I'm just...
Well, like, there is a lot of, like, smoke around that right now. Because, like,
didn't his band members say that?
Yeah, because he was molested as a youth. And so he was very into that cause. And, but there's been a lot of other things like Blink 182. I can't think of names.
Travis Barker.
Matt Skiba. No longer in the Blink 182.
You're asking the wrong person. I mean,
you know who's not
Mark
in Blink.
Dig deep.
Hoppus.
Hoppus. You got this.
Brian Anderson.
No, you pulled out Mark Hoppus and Agent Travis Barker Smith. And Matt Skiba.
I don't know. I'm genuinely just
what
now.
Role,
listing
what role did he
Matrix
have
characters.
In the band?
he was a singer.
Singer okay. And guitar.
The one who's in Angels and Airwaves.
I hate
right?
to put a dark cloud over the podcast. I just wanted to
throw that out there. No, it's okay. It's like
dark cloud is always over us,
okay.
My friend.
All right.
What is his name?
But.
Brian Cox.
He doesn't exist anymore because of Matt Skiba.
Well, let me look him up real quick while we continue talking.
But yeah, he blew off the lid of a child sex ring, and actually that led to arrests and shit. And then there was like somebody else that supposedly was maybe involved with this as well. I think Chris Cornell was supposedly involved too.
Oh,
what is
shit! Holy shit!
Yeah. Maybe that's why
this
Scott Stapp went into hiding.
Tom DeLong?
I think we're on the tip of a conspiracy.
We're dead.
We're Scott Rainer.
Damn it.
Scott Rainer or Tom DeLong?
It was Tom DeLong.
Gee, I wonder which one it is of the past members credited.
And I also saw a picture with three people in a row, Robin Williams, Chris Cornell, and Chester from Linkin Park, and they were all holding pugs in their hands.
Oh, shit.
So I think there might be something there, too. Just saying.
Weren't they all in Insomnia together?
That's what did it.
Shit.
That's a... I'm pretty sure that's a...
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan movie, yeah.
That's the one he did right before Batman Begins.
Okay.
That's what got him the job.
I've never seen Insomnia.
It's good. It's pretty good. You know, it's not his best. It's him basically trying to do Hitchcock.
I like Robin Williams.
He was really
good
in it. He was real creepy.
Doing those, dark roles.
Those early 2000s creepy.
It's like true him, I feel like. He's truly a dark, was a dark person.
World's Greatest Dad is his best role. It's the best he's ever done.
Dude, I agree.
He's so good in that movie. I watched that movie three times in a row one day.
That end scene where they're playing.
Dives in the water.
And they're playing.
Under Pressure.
Yeah, dude.
So good.
Such a good scene.
That movie, I walked into that. When I went to go see it in the theaters, I knew nothing about it. I just knew Robin Williams was in it, and I heard it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blew me away, especially that twist in the middle of the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, he's Bobcat Goldthwait's such a good director.
He's amazing. I personally love Death to Smoochie. I'm a big Death Wish.
See, I never saw that. That's Danny DeVito. I need to watch that.
Dude, I saw that a couple years ago. It didn't do anything for me.
No?
Really?
No.
I could see it doesn't get a whole bunch of love.
I hated Ed Norton in it, and I never hate Ed Norton.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Made you hate him? I love him in it.
Ed Norton's okay. I don't know. I feel like he bugs me sometimes. He's
better if he weren't a dick in real life.
That's kind of his controlling aspect.
I feel like some of his roles, along with a lot of other actors, it's just like, look at me, I'm a really good actor. Yeah. Like, look at what a good actor I am. Yeah. It's like, it just takes away.
Yeah.
He was pretty fun on The Simpsons, though. He was very excited that he got to play three different characters.
I get that with Benedict Cumberbatch a lot. We're just like, all right, dude, we get it. You're a good actor.
You're a good actor.
Yeah, I like Benedict. But he seems to have a personality, whereas Edward Norton just kind of like...
I heard...
it's just Edward Norton.
Benedict, they didn't even originally write... the time travel aspect into Doctor Strange. It was just Benedict that wanted to show how many ways he could do the same scene and how good at acting he was.
All right, Benedict, we get it. You're good at acting.
Dormammu, I'm here to bargain.
Oh, yeah, that
it was originally just a 5-minute scene that ended for
him. That was like a typical...
Doctor Who ending, man.
That's like, it's so typical. They just like rush the ending with something that's not satisfying.
I love that ending.
What's his name? What was the
Dormammu.
Villain?
Yeah, Dormammu.
Yeah.
I love that ending. That's probably my favorite ending of a Marvel movie in terms of like how they defeat the villain instead of just punching
him. It was clever. Yeah, I mean, it was very clever what he did.
Yeah. Like,
but just this like big... Right. Just this big monster coming out of the sky, all of a sudden.
It's the only time space jizz is I've been okay with in superhero movies.
Yeah. Did you guys see Guardians 2?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Did you like it?
So good.
It was not as good as the first, in my opinion.
It's funnier.
I don't know about that.
I think the humor was really forced.
Really?
I thought they forced Drax a lot.
Drax laughing. Yeah. It's like I just don't think he's a good enough actor.
Too many times, yeah.
I don't know. I think the ending... With Yondu really hammered it home for me where I'm like, okay, yeah.
He might have been your father, but I'm your daddy.
Yondu is so good though at that movie.
The arrow scene in that was awesome.
That was incredible, yeah.
It was awesome.
I do have to see it again. That's one I've only seen. Most Marvel movies I go to see twice.
I was very disappointed in the villain. And what they did with the villain.
I was so excited for Kurt Russell. Yeah. And then he's fun for a little bit, but he really doesn't, the daddy issue stuff doesn't play as much as I wish it would.
There's a lot of family issues going on.
Most of the time it was him just telling another story.
And he just so freely, spoiler alert, he so freely gives the fact that he just gave his mother cancer.
Yeah.
Like without any, like knowing full well it's going to upset him.
Yeah.
Like,
I did love when Star-Lord was talking about what's Yondu's people? What are they called?
Oh, the Ravagers?
The Ravagers, when he was talking about how they threatened to eat him. And Kurt Russell's just like, they threatened to eat you? Oh, that son of a bitch!
Just totally into it.
Kurt Russell.
I love that.
I like that they, I'm glad they didn't keep Peter having, like, superpowers.
Yeah, that would have been a little.
That would have been a bummer.
Much.
But yeah, Creed is pretty good.
Yeah, we're getting way off. We're getting way off topic here.
We got into the daddy issues thing, is what it really came down to.
I think we've gotten off topic because we've all agreed that Creed is.
They're wonderful. They're the best.
Great band.
Just kidding. here's another
arrived
classic.
At our conclusion.
Here's another classic line from Creed from the song "Never Die." Hands on a window pane, watching some children's laugh and play.
Mm.
They're running in circles with candy canes and French braids, inspired to question, what makes us grown-ups anyway?
What was the other line from that song? There was another funny line from Never Die.
I'll look it up real quick.
It had to do with children or something.
And then the whole song's about being a child at heart, which is real real metal.
I'm looking across to your living room. I see a bottle of sriracha and a bottle of Aunt Jemima's...
Not even Aunt Jemima's. It's Aldi's Aunt Jemima.
Oh, it's off-brand Aunt Jemima's. What is it called?
I'd probably syrup.
Is it Aunt something?
It's Uncle Jemima.
Uncle Jam.
It's the last name. No one knew that.
Uncle Sticky.
Aunt Jambalaya?
No, it's not Uncle Sticky.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya. Jambalaya, the syrup.
You think it's syrup and it's just a spicy Cajun dish.
Why is there shrimp in my syrup?
Have you guys ever tried peanut butter and syrup sandwiches?
What?
No.
Before you Why? Say it, before you
I mean peanut butter honey maybe.
Before you judge it, try it.
I might be into
like
that.
Maple syrup or shitty syrup?
I think shitty syrup tastes better.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I like any syrup, honestly.
But any, yeah,
I don't really
any
like
syrup.
Maple syrup too much.
Any syrup will do. Very good.
That would be good. I think like I put have you ever tried applesauce on pizza?
No. But I'm not gonna
But apples on pizza
I'm not
are really
gonna
good,
react
so I don't see why applesauce would
until
be
until I try it.
It's amazing.
I'll try
Actually,
it.
Actually I have it. I've had I made a apple pie pizza once.
What?
It was pretty good.
Apple pie. I'm talking about just like any kind of like pepperoni, banana pepper,
oh,
black
with,
olive.
With meat on it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, thank
it's,
you.
It's trust me, it's not that bad. Have you ever had an apple turkey sandwich with apple on it? You can
I've
have
had
apples
turkey
with
apples.
I've also tried a lot peanut butter and turkey sandwiches. It's actually really good.
I
can kind of see
too.
That, though.
It's really good. And when I was a kid, I used to make mayonnaise and mustard sandwiches.
Just
I mean,
mayonnaise.
I was just about to talk about ketchup sandwiches.
Yeah,
like,
just mayo and mustard. Yeah. And it kicked ass.
So those are the two things I hate the most in terms of condiments.
Mayo and mustard.
Yeah.
But together.
They're
Jake,
great.
Next
They're
time, if you come on again, next one, we got to have George give mayo mustard sandwiches
no,
a second shot.
If you want to just hear me vomit for an hour and a half.
We should do an episode just defending all the disgusting, weird shit
Remember
everyone.
The gross mouth sounds from the chili episode? Just yeah. be like that amplified.
Guys, have you ever tried pussy?
Oh,
sandwiches.
So
oh my god!
All pussies are made of sandwiches. They're all in they're all in
are
case
made
of
sandwiches.
They're all in case.
Does the Catholic Church cover up for child molesters?
Does the Pope poop in the woods or whatever?
Scott Stapp, if you're listening to this, we need you here now to help us take down the Catholic Church and also
no, he's too much of a Catholic.
Feed
he's
us
a big Christian
pussy sandwiches.
Guy.
I was an altar boy in fifth grade. And,
well, but let's find out where this story goes, Devin.
Yes.
I was an altar boy in fifth grade at St. James Church.
Okay.
We were getting ready to go out and do the service.
Uh-oh.
And actually, being an altar server was the one way you could make money as a kid.
Oh, shit.
Because you could do weddings on the weekend, and mm-hmm. and the church would pay you, and then the people doing the weddings would tip you.
The regular hustle.
Okay. So it was actually I was actually making money as a fifth grader.
It's not bad.
But anyway... It was mass was getting ready to start. I was in the front of the line holding the cross up, so my armpits were vulnerable. They were revealed.
This is turning into a weird story. I thought it would be.
Father John comes up to me and he tickles my armpit, and he goes tickle tickle tickle, and I never went back.
You know,
I fucking never went back.
You're like no, holding your armpits around. Yeah.
Like Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Oh my god.
Well, I just saw It over the weekend, and that upset me even more than It.
Oh shit.
Oh god. Oh. Claire just made me a nice meme of It, but it's just a poster of John Lovitz peeking out.
John Lovitz.
I was just watching Rat Race yesterday.
Oh my god, prayer dogging.
Yeah, I was sick on the couch. Rat Race.
It's literally the only thing I remember from that movie.
That movie is so underrated.
I'm prairie dogging.
I didn't know when I watched it was a remake of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
What's
fun fact?
Who told us that? BC told us that, I think.
No, I told BC.
You told BC that? Okay.
Or maybe
that
BC and I both knew it, but I knew that when I watched it, I didn't know it, but I've known it for a while. I was just so upset how much they wasted Rowan Atkinson in that movie.
In like, the very original?
No, in Rat Race.
Okay, which Roland was he the one they took with the
no, he
the
was
tongue piercing? That couldn't talk.
I can't remember what he's in the
yeah,
airport a lot.
Actor?
It's a Mr. Bean.
Oh yeah.
Rowan Atkinson. Yeah, I didn't even hear.
He had a great scene with Newman from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Oh,
with the heart.
What's his name?
You want to see
Wayne
it?
Oh, that movie is so amazing in every way.
I got to rewatch it. I did not like it when I was a kid.
Really?
So good.
No.
I feel like being a kid's the one time you're going to like it.
Yeah, I thought it was really lame.
And then you watch it now and you're like, wow.
I don't know if I've watched
movie.
It in a while. We should do that soon.
Do
too.
An episode.
If we can, yeah, if you want to come back on for Rat Race.
No, we're doing mayo mustard sandwiches. Don't get out of this.
God, we're going to do a trilogy, a taco truck trilogy. No tacos involved.
I like the alliteration there. It's kind of like in Meta Jonah. D Dig Deep Down, Taco Truck Trilogy.
Yeah.
But, should we do final thoughts on Creed now?
Now that we talked so much about Creed. Well, Devin, is this a hit or a miss for you?
So based off of if I think overall Creed is a good band, like majority of on a song by song basis, no, overall. Okay. But if you do like a pound for pound fighter, like the way that Higher and With Arms Wide Open just hits me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gonna say it's a miss. No, no. I think your theory's through.
It's the Iron Fist Band.
I think your theory's true. But I do sing it every fucking time. Do I secretly love it? You're making me question what I know about myself.
I know. That's why I picked that topic.
I'm gonna say it's a hit.
Ooh, wow.
I'm going to accept Creed with arms wide open.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take the higher ground.
Bravo.
Creed puns?
Yeah.
Again, like you said, track for track, no. This is a terrible album. But the big songs... are big songs like Higher, Arms Wide Open, even What If. I mean, still to this day, I listen to them and I just sing along. Still, I miss, but man, is it like closer than I ever cared to admit?
I had a lot of fun listening to it.
I did too. And it was, like, even when my roommates walked in the living room while I was listening to it, they're just like, "What are you doing?"
Like, did they start singing along?
No, he's like, "I'm going to work a 13-hour shift, and that seems better than listening to an hour of this." But yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like, I mean, I enjoyed listening to it, and like, it's fun, kind of listening to how ridiculous it is. Like, it's hard not to enjoy it in some way. But in general, like, I'm not going to sit down and listen to Creed. I'm not going to go into the dish room and just play some fucking music at work and be like, "Hey, listen, I like Creed, you know?" Like, it's not like when I get drunk and I turn into a train fan.
I'm probably going to play Higher another time later on today while I'm, like, cleaning the house.
I'm
going to
have it stuck in my head for the fucking week.
On my way out of here,
I'm literally in my head right now.
Yes.
Solo. Yeah, this is a miss, but it's a fun miss.
It's a close.
It's like, you know, if I did like a bunch of tricks and stuff and had some fun while shooting that arrow. Yeah. It's like, ooh, 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 ooh. I don't know what that was. It's like the movie Brave, where it's like, it has its moments. Jake, I mean, you suggested it, but since you re-listened to it, is this a hit or a miss for you?
It's a hit.
Still a hit. Surprise, such surprise. A hit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just based, you got a room full of people, and none of them are interacting with each other. Put on Higher or Arms Wide Open.
Unless you have those people in your room that are like, "Get this fucking shit off." Like, they're super serious about it.
They'll be best friends by the end of the song.
You just force them to listen to it. Just give it a second. Give it a second.
Wait till it drops. Wait till it drops.
Wait for the solo. It's a good solo. It's a legit good solo, dude. Yeah, Jake, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for making absolutely. Us listen
thank
to Creed
you.
And
you.
Trip down memory lane from when my parents divorced.
Yeah, I'm glad we could all connect on the fact that all of our
it brought us
divorced.
Together.
And
thanks for reminding us of the worst parts of our lives.
Yeah, and that's kind of where Creed came into our lives during those dark times.
Spirit of Creed.
I think that Scott Staff's entire life is just the worst part of his life. Well, Jake, do you have anything you'd like to plug? Or
go like us on Facebook, Taco Truck. We got a lot of good content coming out.
You'll get some good laughs.
That's real funny stuff.
You'll definitely laugh. Shout out to Creed.
Scott Stapp, number one.
Number one, Scott Stapp.
Number one baller.
What we found from these episodes, from one of them, we did New York Hardcore, and there was the director of the documentary we watched saw that we did the episode and was like, "Oh, thank you guys." And Deshaun asked, like, thanks for defending. And so I'm hoping Scott Stapp gets a hold of this and hits us up. And
hell yeah, comes on the show.
Yeah, we'll come get him on the show, get him on the channel.
I hope Brian Eno hears this, just because I want Brian Eno to hear my voice. That has nothing to do with Creed whatsoever.
You just want him to hear your voice.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Music for Airports is a great album.
Let's plug Brian Eno's album.
Yes, please listen to Brian Eno.
That's our plug. Great.
Yes. Talking Heads, anything like that. Some U2 albums.
Yeah.
Devin, you got anything to plug?
Nothing really going on this week. Just follow me at News on Devin. Follow us at secondshotpod@gmail.com for email.
For business, email. For business inquiries.
Inquiries.
Yeah, I accidentally doxed one of our listeners last week by saying his number instead of our number.
Oh.
The person who called instead of the number that he was calling.
Good thing I interrupted you the whole time.
Yeah, even though I said it like 7 times.
Did people call him?
I don't know. He hasn't told me, but I'm going to assume probably not because we still did get our a voicemail this week. But I'm going to look up our number so I can say it correctly this time and not say our listeners. But while I'm doing that, I have in October 14th, the day after Friday the 13th, I am showing The Thing at May Halls with some super cool trailers and commercials that I found, some weird stuff. And actually Friday the 13th in Elyria, at Blank Slate in Elyria, I'm going to be telling a spooky story as Vin Diesel. I'm still working on that, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, if you want to call us and talk to us and tell me how handsome I am, this is the real Second Shot number. That is not... I will not say his name. It's 216-309-0942. 216.
Can't wait till it just rolls off the tongue.
309-0942. And that was the most flowy number I could choose from. So
that was the number of a listener?
A Google. Well, that was our number, like our Google Voice number.
Oh.
But last week I accidentally said the number of a listener instead of our number.
Oh.
But, so yeah, that was... fun. But I got that message. Sorry, I love you. You know who you are.
Sorry, Vin Diesel's manager.
Yeah, sorry, Vin Diesel's manager. You know, fuck him. He told me I can't call him or send him my blood anymore. So I got plenty of it now. Yeah, we will be back next week. I don't remember. We got Pete on, right? Pete from Futurama, the Slurmcast.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I'm excited for this. I don't think we've finally decided. He had a few different ideas, and one of which I'm very excited for. The other one I'm also excited for, but I think it'll be fun regardless. And Pete's a good guy, and he's very funny. But again, Jake, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we will see you guys next
week. This is my first podcast I've ever been on.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Cherry popped.
You nailed
it. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love taking cherries. I like making Shirley Temples.
And
no alcohol here.
You are of age, so it's not child molestation.
No, absolutely not.
Just so the listeners
just
know.
Rape. Just rape.
Oh, okay.
What? Fourth episode in a row. We've said the word rape where I'm trying to avoid it.
Oh, whoops.
It's
I asked before the show anything I'm not allowed to talk about.
Don't defend it. Bye.
And next week's episode, Devin will be defending.
Bye.
Wait, real quick, that entire episode, we helped to blow the lid off the child molestation ring that Chester Bennington and Tom DeLonge are uncovering, and I think there's truth.
Well, we didn't help because we didn't mention any details around it.
Well, and we also credited the Onion.
Yeah.
Well, we made it known that child molestations...
Child mollusks.
Child molesters...
are bad people.
We're coming for you. Yeah.
Father John. Father John.
Misty.
Yeah. If you're still alive.
Yeah. Don't tickle armpits.
Father John Misty. We're coming for you.
Was it Father John Misty?
I don't know his last name. He's a weirdo.
He's going to the grog shop so you can find out.
Anyway.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, that's cleared up. Because you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth.
Oh, hello, Second Shot Podcast. Long time listener, first time caller. Sorry, the train's pulling up. Just want to wish you guys the best. Want to say you're the best. You're the second best podcast with the word second in it. All right, have a good night.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.